Couple of years after Victoria and I were married, we found a piece of property that we really liked. It was close into the city in a nice neighborhood, but it had a very old, run-down house on it that had major foundation problems. Most people would have torn it down, but we decided to fix it up and live in it. The floors in the den were so slanted that I had to put little blocks of wood under the front legs of the couch so it would be level with the back legs. Most of the interior doors would not close properly. That didn't bother us. We were happy. My mother would come over to our house, say, "Joel, how do you live in this house with these crooked floors?" But I've learned God gives you the grace for each season. Today we have a nice house with level floors. I don't believe we would be where we are if we had not been content in that older home. It would have been easy to complain. "This is a piece of junk, God. We wanted something new. When is it ever going to change?" No, pass that test. Whether you're abased or abounding, whether you're in your dream house or a crooked floor house, make the decision. I'm going to be content. I'm going to enjoy my life. I'm going to be grateful for what God has given me. I'm going to be the best I can right where I am. Paul, who said, "I've learned how to be content," wrote much of the New Testament from a prison cell. When you've made up your mind to be content, prisons can't stop you. Crooked floors can't stop you. Donkeys can't stop you. Lonely shepherd's fields can't stop you. God will get you to where you're supposed to be. A gentleman recently was telling me about all of his problems, about everything that was wrong in his life, on and on. It was a long story. He ended up by saying, "Joel, I just don't like my life." Here's the problem. It's the only life you have. You can't trade it in. You can't become someone else. You may have 1,000 reasons to live unhappily, but you have to make this choice that you're going to be content. If you're sour and complain, "When is it ever going to change?" you'll get stuck. God does not promote discontentment. Shake it off and focus on what's right in your life. Focus on what you do have. When we woke up this morning, most of us could see the sunlight. Our eyes worked. Most of us could hear the birds singing. We had a roof over our heads. We have opportunity and people to love in our lives. There's a lot right in your life. Don't take it for granted. Don't get so focused on the crooked floors, the donkeys, the struggles, that you miss the gift of this day. Every season is not springtime, with the beautiful blooming flowers, gorgeous sunshine, cool weather. That's a great season, but you're not going to grow if you stay in harvest. There has to be planting seasons, watering seasons, maintaining seasons, when you're pulling the weeds and tilling the soil. Those are important seasons. Without going through that process, you're not going to come in to the new season of harvest. Instead of being frustrated by the difficulties, have a new perspective. That season you're in is getting you prepared for promotion. It may look as though you're stuck. You don't see anything happening, but God is at work. At the right time, the season will change. Winter always gives way to spring. It takes a mature person to be content, not only in the harvest season, but content in the planting season, content in the watering season, content in the pulling up the weeds season. You may be in one of those difficult seasons right now, raising a small child, taking care of an elderly loved one, or perhaps dealing with an illness. You feel like you're riding that donkey. It's easy to think, "As soon as I get through this tough time, I'll get my joy back. As soon as my kids get out of diapers, as soon as I make it through this busy season at work, as soon as I lose 20 pounds. No, this is the day the Lord has made. You have to choose to rejoice today. God has given you the grace you need not to just endure this season. That doesn't take any faith, but to enjoy this season. When you're content, you see each day as a gift, you appreciate the people in your life, you're grateful for what God has given you, that's not only making you stronger, developing your character, but you're passing the test. You will come out of fall, out of winter, and you will come into your springtime. Things will begin to bloom and blossom once again. When I was growing up, there were 5 of us kids in the house. My parents were pastors. We didn't have a lot of money, but as a little boy, I always felt as though we were well off. We had fun. We played hide and seek in the house. We would go out in the front yard and have races. Life was good. My parents couldn't afford to take us on a big family vacation every year. So every couple of months, my father would load us kids up in the car and take us out to the airport to ride the tram from Terminal A to Terminal B. There were just two terminals back then, and the tram was free. We thought this was so great, we would ride it over and over. People would look at us like we were so confused, but we weren't lost. We were having fun. My father learned to be content in each season. Instead of complaining that he didn't have enough, he chose to bloom right where he was planted. It's funny, when some of my childhood friends would tell me they were going to Disneyland, I always thought that meant they were going to the airport to ride the trams. I'd say, yeah, we've been there before. When I got old enough to realize what Disneyland really was, I needed counseling.